You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Oh, blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for the one I really could care for. Standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer. Someone I really could care for. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, without a love of mine.
All right, and that was Jeffers.
Jeffers.
Doing Blue Moon, which I didn't recognize right away. So, I don't even think I have this. I don't think I have Blue Moon by Elvis as far as songs that I own.
I've only heard covers of it. I didn't know it was an Elvis song.
Well, Elvis is... Well, I mean, lots of people have done Blue Moon. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like it is an Elvis song per se, but...
Well, it is now.
Yeah. Or a Jeffers song. Beloved, why don't you go first on this one?
Okay. I was thinking about a cowboy again, but because of the backtrack, not your voice.
I get that too.
That's really funny. I super loved your head voice. It was
so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was on key just about the whole time, and you didn't crack at all. It was just, I really enjoyed that. Nice job.
Keep that.
Yes, I really liked it. I thought that generally you were a little bit nasal and too horizontal in your tone. I thought your dynamics were nice. I would have liked a little bit more emotion. I don't think it was bad, but it was a tiny bit boring for me. But it was saved by your head voice. That's what I wrote.
I found this interesting, Jeffers, as far as a choice for you, because it's not as common a song as far as Elvis is concerned.
Yeah.
In fact, when I think Elvis, I would not think Blue Moon. So I think you made a good idea as far as choosing a song that that wouldn't be overdone. So I think you did a good job there. While you had a good kind of falsetto there, there were parts where you're doing, I can't I'm not entirely sure what vowel sound you're making, but where you weren't singing words, but you're just doing random.
That
whole part. Some of those at spots didn't work for me. I don't know why. It felt like you were singing the right notes, but like they didn't mesh with the rest of the song. The specific Blue Moon repeats once you'd done it after a couple of times, where you actually sang the words Blue Moon after a couple of times, didn't go any further for me. So kind of like where's the emotion in there? I feel a little bit more energy, kind of like what Beloved said before. I'm not entirely sure. I also like this version of Blue Moon as far as this cover of the song, as far as this, because there's different versions of Blue Moon, both upbeat, slow, and not. I'm not sure I like this one particularly, but I think you did well overall. I would have liked. I'm not sure whether or not it would have been within your skill set, because I can't think of anything right now. But I would have liked to hear you take somewhat of a liberty and add maybe harmonies to this, because
Jeffers is awesome at harmonies.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that, but I wasn't sure. I would have liked you to add harmonies maybe in the second half of the song. To kind of just add a little bit more, I'm picked up my attention again, because Blue Moon is repeated, and it's the same note on Blue Moon. So it's easy for a song like this to get a little bit boring. So I think if you had done that, it would have bumped up your bonus points kind of here for the song overall. But yeah, not really bad overall as a song. Valk.
Jeffers! This is adorable! I need like a mini Jeffers to like stick in my pocket to sing to me at random intervals. It was so cute. I loved it. I thought the emotion was really good. Like, I pictured you like standing like under like the moon and being like, oh, love me somebody. Oh, I am a teddy bear. And yeah, your head voice was really good. At parts, I thought it was auto-tuned. I was like, whoa, this is like super on pitch and really high. Is it auto-tuned? But it wasn't, obviously. That's all. I liked this a lot. I don't like have anything bad to say about it. It was awesome.
Yay. All right.
Yay.
I think we're good on that. And so moving on to the last submission for Immunities of the Night, Olivia.
Yay!
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go. Cause your kisses lift me higher, like the sweet song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love. Ooh, 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 I feel my temperature rising. Help me, I'm flaming, buys me 109. Burning, 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 and nothing can cool me. I just might turn into smoke, but I feel fine. Cause your kisses lift me higher, like a sweet song of a choir. And you light my closer, the flames are reaching my body. Please won't you help me, I feel like I'm slipping away. It's hard to breathe and my chest is a heaving. Lord Almighty, I'm burning a hole where I lay. Cause your kisses lift me higher, like song of a choir. You light my morning sky with burning love, with burning love. Just a hunk, a hunk of burning love. I'm just a hunk of burning love. 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 Just a hunk of burning love.
All right, and that was Oliviana / Italian Girl as a hunk of burning love. Valk, why don't you go first on this one?
Dun, dun, dun. I like, you've improved like a lot, like vocally, so that makes me happy. But well, emotionally too, like this had emotion in it, and I was like, yay, Italian Girl has energy. But like, it needed more energy. Like, I think as it went on, you got more, but like, when you said Lord Almighty, I think it was, like, I really liked that, and that's, like, where the energy should have been the entire song. So, like, and I noticed that last week, too, like, there were parts where they had really good energy and emotion, and then, like, other parts where it fell flat. So, like, if you can, like, channel certain parts of the song throughout the entire song, then there you go, you're golden. That's all I really, like, had. Like, the backtrack kind of annoyed me. It sounded, like, kind of MIDI-ish. And, like, the background singer's like, bleh. I didn't really like the backtrack that much. But, like, that's it. Like, I really like this vocally. It sounded nice.
I think for you, Olivina, that the music was at the right volume because it sounded to me like you didn't start it too loud. But you weren't. I think you need to be a little bit louder than where you had your vocals at. I also laughed that you sang about a girl.
I'm sure.
I thought that was interesting. I can't remember what the lyric was. You sing, I think you said, the flames are now touching my body or something like that, or reaching my body. And I'm betting this was probably just a karaoke error, but the lyric is, the flames are now licking my body. That's just being picky, though, but... you sing Lord Almighty. I kind of liked your emotion there, but you peaked. So I was like, whoa, what happened? And I felt that with this song, it needed more. It just, like, I felt it was missing something, whether that be energy or just more vocal correctness.
Needed a growl in there.
Needed a growl in there. Like,
yeah, also, you need to feel like you want to swing.
I wanted a bear.
I don't know what version you listen to, because you're talking about you're still looking through songs. But the hunka hunka burn in love, and then there's the high notes, which the chorus kind of did. But Elvis does that too, where he sings, ah! He does that kind of part there.
It just made my night.
I did a Tickle Me Elmo on YouTube. You should check that out. No.
Yeah, I think I need to make you soprano in the choir.
Well, maybe.
Did you actually do Tickle Me Elmo? I don't know why that seems dirty.
I pretended that I laughed like Tickle Me Elmo, and it's just me. It's like 30 seconds of me laughing like Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh my god.
That sounds disturbing.
Oh boy, that tickles.
No.
Whoa.
That's like Mickey Mouse, not Elmo.
I know, it sounded more like Mickey when I did it. I have a better Mickey voice than I do Elmo, but anyways. anyways, the high note needed to be there. You should have impersonated Mickey Mouse and the high note, and then it would have been a lot more epic. But yeah. Before I embarrass myself further, beloved, you're next.
I basically have the same exact notes. I thought the emotion was good, but it needed more. Some of the faster notes weren't quite on And I feel like just all around you need a little bit more vocal control for this song. And then the note for Lord Almighty. And that was it. I wrote everything the same as you guys did.
Right. We are a collective tonight.
Right. We are. We are one.
We are one. Now we'll go to results and see if we agree. Okay, so, guys, we will be right back and say who won immunities. And, yeah. All right. We'll be right back. All right. Immunities. Results are in. We listened to 5 Elvis songs by Bright Disaster, Dizzy, Ambi, Jeffers, and Oliviana. I'm glad we didn't have any repeats because there were potential for that. And a good variety of both upbeat and lower beat songs. So the winner of tonight's immunity will be immune tomorrow for our theater round. That's basically how it's going to work for this competition, you guys. If you do the immunity, you'll be around, of course, the next particular round. So the person who will be immune tonight and will not be going home tomorrow for the main round due by 11:59 Eastern Time.
They're already home.
Well, already. That's actually, no, it's already tomorrow my time anyway, so yeah. What? Yeah, it's already midnight now. It's 12:04 now, so my time. So the of later tonight in about, you know, several hours, or like, what's it, whatever.
In 24 hours.
In approximately 24 hours. That who will not be going home for sure is Jeffers.
Jeffers! Woohoo!
Jeffers,
you will not be going home, ever.
You're staying where you are if you're not home.
You're staying in the interwebs.
And we will transform you into a singing teddy bear that Valk can carry.
Emoticon. No, wait, a screensaver that sings and dances. I need that screensaver of its teddy bear.
Oh my god. So, yeah, Jeffers, congratulations. We both, all three of us, rather, I should say, had you in our top two, so, for the night. So we agreed on that. Yeah, so thank you guys again. Tomorrow night, or, you know, later tonight, I guess, by now, is musical theater, a musical theater main round. And, yeah, any questions, send me an email or contact me on Skype. Yeah, whoa. Thank you. For tonight, and glad
my
that...
lights just flickered.
Did you get a power surge?
I don't know.
Wow, odd. All right, so Beloved's lights just flickered, guys. Bad. So we are going to end before she like randomly makes a weird noise and sounds like a ghost. All right, good night.